This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A small but growing number of Republican lawmakers is signaling support for impeaching President Donald Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said Tuesday that she would vote to impeach Trump, adding that, in her words, there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. While an impeachment resolution would be almost certain to pass, conviction by the Senate and removal from office is far from certain. Meantime, the U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Trump with a cabinet vote and declare what is obvious to a horrified nation that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded, even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, citing the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. The New York Times reporting that U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence and expect the number to run into the hundreds in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Senator Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, said supporters of President Trump who attacked the Capitol should be banned from flying. He called those in the mob insurrectionists who oppose a threat to national security and should be added to a no-fly list. The FBI said it is actively considering the no-fly list idea. U.S. officials say some of the 10,000 National Guard's troops deployed to Washington, D.C. to help secure the area ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be armed. The decision by U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy comes as the FBI has warned of armed protests being planned for Washington in the run-up to the January 20th inauguration. One of the officials said the troops would not be the first line of defense and would be supporting law enforcement agencies. But given the threat around the Capitol, troops needed to be equipped with their weapons for self-defense. The military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo was issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next Wednesday. And the United States is releasing millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses and was holding back for use as second shots to inoculate Americans older than 65, as well as Americans with underlying health conditions. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.